Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag Event Icons. I'm your host, Sarah, and we have a really awesome guest with us today. He is a writer, influencer, fan of Canadian event experiences, and the VP of Business Development at the Canadian Special Events Magazine. So welcome today, our guest, Jason Koop.
Hey, it's time for another episode of Hashtag Event Icons. Presented by Endless Events, the show where you get to ask the icons of the events industry anything. Just follow us on social media to ask questions. Our iconic guests will answer them live during the entire show. Before we get started, the more people we have watching, the better the conversation. So please help share Hashtag Event Icons on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just tell your friends to watch live on any of our social media channels. Now, without any further delay, this is Hashtag Event Icons.
Hi, Jason.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. I'm glad to be here. I'm a little nervous. My first time on camera, so.
You're okay. Yeah, it's a lot of firsts this year and this pandemic. But as always, everyone who's tuning in, you are free to ask all the questions that you want, anything as we are going forward, anything that you want to ask Jason or I. But today we have a really awesome topic that I think is going to resonate with a lot of people. Jason and I were just talking before we went live about how, you know, we're going to have to keep learning and growing, and there's going to be new sets of challenges wherever we go. And I think a lot of people are really focusing on the future of events. And Jason has a really awesome perspective on what that future of events is going to entail, as well as the skill sets needed to kind of thrive in this new environment that we're emerging into. So before we get started into all of that, first, Jason, I just wanted to ask, what brought you into events and how did you get to where you are today?
What brought me into events? love. I met my wife. My wife is Stacey White. Stacey White's the founder of Canadian Special Events and the Canadian Special Events Magazine, the Canadian Event Awards, and a few other things. She's also the director of events at University of Manitoba right now. So I met her. We fell in love. At first, I was just kind of looking over her shoulder and helping out where I could. I came from a very different industry. And then I, you know, grew to love the people and the business and the experiences, quite honestly, more than anything else. I'm not a planner or a producer, although I'm certainly a part of creating the events that we do produce. But what I think I am more than anything else is a fan of the experiences that planners are producing and designing and creating. So
that's awesome. I've heard fell into it. I've heard studied it in college, but love is the first one. So that's, I love that answer. First time we've had that. So when we were talking about, you know, what topic we were going to discuss today, you said that you kind of stemmed from this idea when you hopped on a demo. So if you could just take us through kind of what that call was like and that idea that kind of sparked during that particular conversation and what it kind of made you start thinking about.
So that was probably the true VR demo that we did. You know, it was my first look at what the digital experience could be, quite honestly, because look, we're going to be coming out of this, and we were chatting earlier today about Zoom calls and that kind of stuff. And I know that people are tired of Zoom calls. I'm tired of Zoom calls.
We're tired of talking about being tired about Zoom calls.
We're tired of talking about, but and if the event experience, if the digital event experience stayed today, you know, exactly the same today as it was going to be 5 years from now, I'd say there is no opportunity in digital events. It's because it doesn't offer any kind of an experience. But we're at the very beginning of this digital event thing. And I think that there are just too many advantages to digital to slow it down now that the door has been opened. That isn't to say to take anything away from live events, quite honestly, because I said earlier in the conversation that I'm a fan of the experiences of the live experience, and I always will be, and nothing is going to touch that. If anything, this past 12 months has put a premium on that experience, for sure. But digital, just based on the accessibility, and everybody, I mean, everybody has a phone now.
Right.
So at some point, everybody's going to be able to get into these events. And the events themselves, as technology advances, are going to offer an experience that's separate from live. See, right now, a lot of planners are trying to replicate the live experience digitally. That sucks for the most part. Yeah. But we're real close to getting to a point where we can remove the disconnect virtually or digitally between ourselves, our avatar, and the environments within which we're in, engaging in. And once we get there, then the sky's the limit in digital events. And those people who adopt this early now are going to be the people who succeed going out, because digital events right now are in their absolute infancy. And that's why, and you notice I don't say virtual events, because I hate the idea, or I hate the word virtual if it's not. There's nothing virtual about a Zoom call. I love this podcast, but it's not virtual.
Interesting. What are those key differences then that you would make it a virtual experience? Maybe just to, so we're all using the same language. Well,
right. I think to make it a virtual experience, you need to remove that disconnect and truly immerse yourself into the event. And that's where I get into, and that's where I'll back up just one sec. You mentioned the demo that I was a part of. Mm-hmm. What I was struck by that demo was how easily it was to suspend reality, my own perception of reality. It took a few minutes, and that's even with the infancy, technology in its infancy right now. But 10 minutes into this thing, I was starting to forget I was wearing the headset. I was starting to forget that I was sitting in my office. Wow. Now imagine where we are 3 years from now, 5 years from now. So, the digital event industry is a real market. It's not a pivot, it's an evolution. In all honesty, we should be thankful for that as event professionals, because it makes our industry far larger, but it is going to change the type of planners that are coming into the industry, coming into the market, I should say. Because, right. Our industry has not been an early adopter of technology for the most part. And some people will say that's the planner's fault. They're not, they don't want to push themselves, or they're scared, or they don't want to challenge themselves. I know that's true. One of the, planners are entrepreneurial for the most part. They push themselves. They want to be better. But many of them didn't get into the industry because they are fans of technology. And frankly, a lot of the early event technology just wasn't very good. The interface sucked, and the experience was awful. And often, the tech companies overpromised what they were going to be able to do. And in the end, it turned out to be more work to put together and manage everything on a digital event platform that you took a week to learn. Still don't know.
Right.
When you're planning events, you can't depend on something that you don't know 100% of. So, so there hasn't been a real early adoption to technology in this industry, but the pandemic changed that, because it gave everybody a kick in the ass, because they didn't have any choice now. They had to do something. And then, so that opened the door. And I know a lot of people are just excited. As soon as live events come back, they don't want to do another digital event again. sorry.
No, you're fine.
And I get that. I don't want to do a whole bunch of Zoom calls again, but the door is open. And that opportunity, that market is only going to grow. And that planner is going to be a different planner, because he's going to have to understand the technology.
Right.
And he's going to stop planning a live event digitally. He's going to start planning a virtual or a digital event from the ground up. And then we're going to see a real expansion, I think, of that digital market. And that's when I talk a little bit about the two markets diverging a little bit. Because right. I don't know that you can really specialize in both at that point, because there are such specific experiences.
Yeah, that's going to be a really interesting thing going forward. So rather than event planners as we know them today adopting these technological skills, do you think there'll be like a technology arm? Or how do you think that, these experiences can evolve with that, late adoption like you were mentioning?
Well, how can they evolve? Like I said, I think it's going to be a very different planner. I don't know exactly yet. I mean, I know that when it comes to digital events, the sky is the limit, truly. Creativity. Right. I mean, you can create digital event venues, on the rings of Saturn if you really want to.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine that kind of thing, or a very special concert, or maybe a Stones concert that attracts 50 million people rather than 100,000 people.
Right.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it because it's something that's completely new for us.
Definitely.
And I'm excited about it because we're really, really close to removing that disconnect.
Yeah, and I like that you made that distinction. If it's not abandoning digital experiences completely, mm-hmm. and that there is like a craving for that and a need for that, because I think that's what some planners that have the comfortability in the in-person experience, I think are banking on and hoping that we just kind of, you know, once we all get to meet in person, we just kind of forget about this digital past that we had, this little 1 year where we experimented and then we'll drop mm-hmm. it. But I think it's exciting that you are pushing for the just wanting better. Just, you know, the digital experiences aren't what they could be, but yeah. that doesn't mean that there's no future for them. And I think you're right. There is a huge future for it, and, you know, plays into accessibility and how many people can attend your events. So I love the call for action of, you know, just elevating and making it a better experience overall. But I think you made a really interesting kind of distinction too, and you were sharing your LinkedIn message with me of just, you know, how we've seen some of these, you know, right? We've seen some of the 3D experiences where your little avatars maybe like walking through a little 3D space. But you brought up some really interesting points with, like, you know, mirroring of emotions and gestures. So if you could talk a little bit more to that and what you're
that
seeing.
That goes towards the ability to suspend disbelief, you know, to suspend reality in a sense. When you're in that virtual environment, when you're able to engage with that other person, and not only are they able to look like they do, they're able to emote in the same way. The muscles of their faces move the same way. So that you're, again, it all goes towards removing that disconnect between you and the environment. I think that particular comment was born out of a demo I'd seen from Unreal Engines in the States, and it was a new processing. Actually, I don't remember exactly what it was, but the result of it was amazing because you could see the little movements in the face, the things that make people, the nonverbal cues that we pick up on when we're talking to people that make us human. That's what's missing in VR, and once we once we get through that, then I think the sky's the limit. And that's why I talked a little bit earlier about very beginning of this conversation, we talked about the divergence of planners in this industry, and I think that's true in a lot of ways, and I think it's going to change education as well, and the kind of people that it attracts. So I'm excited about it. Look at some of the guys designing video games right now. Mm-hmm. Now imagine those guys are designing experiences on virtual experiences for people.
Right. And it's already happening, unreal. with mm-hmm. Fortnite concerts and different things like that happening on Twitch. And I think we're seeing a lot of that and pulling from different industries where events used to kind of be on its own little island. Now it's merging so much in computer software engineering and, you know, these really interesting, highly technical things. So do you think there's going to be that split where there'll be just the in-person planner that's hyper-focused on the people experience, and then maybe like the digital, you know, tech person who's in charge of the digital experience? What do you think would be like a good way to kind of, you know, navigate this split in the industry?
How to navigate the split? I'm not sure. Do I think they're going to be two different planners? Yes. At least at the top anyways. I think the premier live professionals are going to remain the premier live professionals. And I think that the premier digital event planners, creators and designers and programmers, I guess, they'll rise to the top. And then in the middle, there'll be some hybrid guys. But the overall effect on our industry is expansion and growth. And that's fantastic. Our industry is moving away from event specific ideas and more to experiences as, marketing companies are coming into our field now, and PR companies are coming more and more into our field now, and developers and programmers are coming into our field now as well. I think it's all good. I really do. I think it expands our business, our industry. I think it challenges people, and I think it pushes the experiences we're able to offer to people, and that's exciting to me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a really wild thing. And you were even saying, yeah, like imagine the VR experience just completely dominating our industry 3 years down the line, you know, like what that means. Now the
3 to 5 years.
Yeah. Now the attendee is going to be thinking like, okay, do I want to go to this in-person experience? Or like, maybe I'm okay with just going to the VR experience and my little avatar is there and I don't even have to leave my house or commute. And I think it's going to be, those are going to be some of the conversations we're going to start to have and some of the, you know, mindset shifts we'll have to make as not only planners, but attendees too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that.
I'm excited.
So just like with our final few minutes, what is something, you know, that you could leave with event planners right now? Anyone who's tuning in, is there a piece of advice that you have for them for the future?
Yeah, start now. Whatever you're going to do, start now. Start learning as much as you can. Start talking about it. Start promoting yourself. Start posting. Start writing content. Start doing whatever it is you're going to do, but start now. And if you have an enthusiasm for the digital industry, don't be discouraged if 6 months from now nobody wants to do a digital event again, because I probably don't want to do a digital event 6 months from now either. But it's a market, not a pivot, and it's going to grow, and the sky's the limit. So if you have an interest in that, start now.
Awesome. I love that message. I think that's something that we at Endless are really trying to push to. And like, we obviously are big lovers of tech. And so anything new that comes out, we
just get so excited.
So yeah, we love that message. And I think that's a great thing to leave with everyone today. So Jason, thank you so much for joining us. We would love to still collaborate with you in the future. I think you have so many awesome, great ideas, and they'll definitely be looking out for some content pieces between us and our Canadian events partner.
Absolutely.
So yeah, definitely look out for those. But everyone, thank you for tuning in today. If you want to subscribe to more, make sure you go to www.event-icons.com and you can subscribe to all of our old content. And then you'll also be able to see Jason's episode recorded, and there'll be a blog post about it too. So Mike Jackson just said, great show. Thank you, Mike, for tuning in. We really appreciate all of our viewers who stick with us in the live portion of it too. So thank you, everyone, and have a great one. Jason.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing episode of Hashtag Event Icons. To catch all of the bonus content, resources mentioned, and an invite to our Facebook and LinkedIn groups, head to www.event-icons.com. Also, let us know what you thought about this week's episode, share your biggest takeaway, and just tag your social media posts with hashtag Event Icons. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again soon, right here on hashtag Event Icons.